Well, we greet you once again for another Speaking of Schools podcast. It's from South Carolina's Department of Education. Welcome. I'm Doug Keel. Today, a conversation with the Job Corps National Director. She is Lanita Jacobs-Simmons, and we'll find out about her and some of her background, how she managed to attain this position of Job Corps National Director. And then we'll learn also about the Job Corps serving over 60,000 young people and adults each year, 126 Job Corps centers throughout these United States. So that's our topic today on Speaking of Schools. Of course, we're a weekly feature here at this website. So join us, our conversation with the Job Corps National Director, Lanita Jacobs-Simmons. We are Speaking of Schools. Today's Speaking of Schools conversation is with Lanita Jacobs-Simmons, who is the National Director of the Job Corps. We're going to learn a little bit about Lanita Jacobs-Simmons as well as the Job Corps and what it does in these 50 United States. Lanita, welcome to Speaking of Schools. Pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Well, I see that you've got some South Carolina connections. A conversation a second or two ago, you said you still live here. You work between Charleston and Washington. Tell us about your South Carolina connections and how you came to locate here.
Well, I went to Charleston for a long weekend when I was working in North Carolina at Fayetteville State University. My fiancé and I at the time went down there just for a weekend. We fell in love with it. We took 3 months later a week off and went down there and drank some of that wonderful water and decided that we were going to move to Charleston. And 6 months later, we packed up and moved to Charleston. And that was in 1981, and we've been there ever since.
That's wonderful. And you served for some time as grants administrator for the Charleston County government. Also work with the Trident Workforce Investment Board. A little bit about those jobs.
Yes, I did. I also worked at Trident Technical College as development officer. And one of the things I did at Trident Tech was I wrote the annual proposal for Trident Technical College. It's Trident Community College, I think, now. But back then, we did a lot of training for the workforce program. And an opportunity became available at the county. They decided that they wanted to create a grant program and bring in more grant-funded programs and, of course, federal money into the county. And I was hired to lead that effort. And as a part of my duties, I was also the executive director of the Trident Workforce Development Board.
Okay, interesting. And then, of course, you obviously had an opportunity to go more into workforce work and things of that nature. So you went with the National Department of Labor's Employment and Training Administration, the ETA. How did you gravitate in that direction?
Well, one of my duties when I was the grants administrator for Charleston County was when the Charleston Naval Shipyard closed, we received, at that time, it was the largest grant that the Department of Labor had ever made. It was a $15 million grant to retrain the 5,000 Naval Shipyard workers that were going to lose their jobs as a result of BRAC. And through that, I got a chance to interact with folks from Washington, and I administered that grant, and thank goodness we thought we were going to be at 15% unemployment, and we never got above 7. So it was considered a successful grant. And then the Workforce Investment Act legislation passed, and they were writing regulations for it, and they invited me to come to D.C. and help them write regulations. And that led to a job with the Department of Labor as Deputy Assistant Secretary.
Well, that's all very interesting. And so then you went as National Director of the Job Corps in 2014.
Yes. Job Corps had some challenges, and the current Job Corps National Director was retiring, and I'm known as a reformer and a fixer, if you will, and Secretary asked if I would come and lead Job Corps because I've always been profoundly dedicated to youth and particularly disadvantaged youth. So I said, sure, Mr. Secretary, I'll be happy to come down and see what I can do to help improve Job Corps and to help the 60,000 young people that we touch in this program each year. And I came down and on a temporary assignment that turned into a permanent one, and I've been here since June of 2014.
Well, that's very interesting, and certainly those temporaries do become permanents quite frequently, maybe more frequently than we recognize. Well, let's talk about the Job Corps a little bit. You mentioned you serve over 60,000 young people each year. You've got centers in every state in the country, and I think it was like three in Puerto Rico. And anyway, give us a little background about the Department of Labor's largest residential career training and education program.
Yes, Job Corps is, we have 126 sites scattered around the country, and as you mentioned, Puerto Rico. Just this year, we opened up one in Wyoming and one in New Hampshire, and that gave us a presence in all 50 states. And we do have three sites in Puerto Rico. It is the nation's largest residential career training program. It was created by President Lyndon Johnson back in 1964, and we celebrated our 50th anniversary last year. Over the last 50 years, we have trained over 2 million young people. We provide basic skills remediation, and we provide high school diplomas, GEDs, and of course, career technical training, so skills training. We focus on preparing young people to enter the workforce. I like to say that when you are at Job Corps, we treat you as though you are a part of the workforce. We provide work-based learning opportunities. We provide, of course, as I said, we prepare folks for secondary education as well as post-secondary education. And our ultimate goal is when the student leaves Job Corps, they either will leave prepared for a career, or they go on to post-secondary education, or they go into the military. Those are our three primary place goals for when they leave Job Corps. And we touch some 60,000 students a year, and we want them to go into employment, military, post-secondary education, and I forgot to mention apprenticeships. That's also something that we look at. The Department of Labor now is focused on career pathways. We provide stackable credentials in Job Corps so that they can take those careers. I don't expect that someone that comes in and takes, for example, for a certified nursing assistant, my hope is that that student will then go on to become perhaps LPN, and who knows, perhaps even an RN one day. So we promote continuous learning and lifelong learning, and we are the beginning of that career pathway. We don't want them to see Job Corps as the end all.
Well, of course, the program provides education and training, no cost to the students or their families. So who is eligible for this, and how long do you keep students in the Job Corps?
You can be a student in Job Corps for up to 2 years, and you can also go on to advanced training for an additional year. In our advanced training, for example, if you completed your program at Job Corps and you wanted to go on and further your education at a, say you wanted to go to a community college, you could actually stay on the Job Corps campus. We would still provide you housing. And we'd want you to apply for the Pell Grant. So if you were eligible for Pell Grant, Job Corps would help you to go to college, and we would make up the difference between the Pell Grant and provide you those supportive services that you need while there. Most of our students average 11 months on center. Some students stay longer, some stay less.
We're talking with Lenita Jacob-Simmons, who's the National Director of the Job Corps. That's under the United States Department of Labor's Employment and Training Administration. And Lenita, if you would give us a little bit more information, we're going to be in a few minutes. We'll be talking about the South Carolina Center, which is located in Bamberg, and folks will, of course, be interested to know how that center is structured. But generally speaking, how are centers for the Job Corps structured?
It varies depending on where they are and who operates them. Most centers have. All centers, of course, since it's a residential program, except I think we have two in the country that are totally non-res. But most centers have an education building, several training buildings, because it's like a training lab. So if it's masonry, you'll be in a masonry lab. If it's bricklaying, you'll be in a bricklaying lab. If it's electrical, that sort of thing. Or if it's one of the allied health fields or nursing assistant or something like that, you'll be in that kind of lab. And I call them labs, but they're classrooms that are designed so that students get hands-on training. We also have dormitories, cafeteria, recreational facilities. We have a wellness center because we do provide the students everything that they need while on center, and of course, administrative buildings. After the students participate in training during the day, there is specific skills training that they go into. If they need academic skills upgrading, or if they're working on their high school diploma, there is specific time that they are allowed for that. And in the afternoons and evenings, students have free time to study, to attend tutoring, to participate in off-center activities and clubs. And as I mentioned earlier, we also do work-based learning. So many of our students actually leave the campus to go and work in a field that they are studying in. We also have students who have children. They have come to Job Corps and they have left their children in the care either of a spouse or a grandmother or a family member. And so some of our students also have private employment that they participate in while students at Job Corps. Job Corps only pays them $25 every 2 weeks as a stipend to just help them buy essentials and to have some spending money if they go off on a recreational trip or something. Job Corps students also participate in many community service projects, and they are involved with the community that the centers are located in. It gives our students a great opportunity to practice their skills, to learn new ones, and to be engaged in the community network and develop team building skills. And as you know, all of our high schools now require that students perform some type of community service before they can graduate. So we do the same thing with our Job Corps students.
Is going to and from campus, is that pretty well at the individual's option as far as when they go and come?
It's not a door-to-door service, but if they are going on a center-sponsored trip, or if they have work-based learning program or opportunity that they're participating in, then we provide the transportation. If they are going on, say they're going to the community college, we provide transportation. Now, as I said, it's not a door-to-door service, and if you're in a location where public transportation is provided, you may get transportation from the center to where the public transportation is, and then they will pick you up from that site and bring you back.
Let's talk a little bit about the Bamberg Job Corps Center. It's on an 11-acre campus. Bamberg, for those of you who may not know, is about an hour down from Columbia, just 20 miles down below Orangeburg. Talk about some of the training programs that are available for South Carolinians and for other students that might come from other states at the Bamberg Job Corps Center.
We have various training programs there. Again, like I said, we provide for those folks who come to us without a high school diploma. They can get a high school diploma or a high school equivalency at Bamberg. It's either through James Madison High School Diploma, a South Carolina High School Diploma, or a general equivalency diploma. So we provide those academic credentials as a part of that center as well. We work with Orangeburg Calhoun Technical College for the administration of the online GED exam. The GED instruction is provided by the center, and the GED is South Carolina's approved high school equivalency program. We also offer the James Madison High School Diploma, which is an online high school diploma that is accredited by SACS, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. We offer skill training. We have the A-plus certification, which is a computer technician training. We provide material handling and distribution operations, and there they would learn how to operate a forklift. They'd learn how to work in a warehouse, any type of distribution center. We also provide training in office automation, culinary arts, plumbing, welding, building construction technology, cement masonry, and as I said, the advanced career training. So we offer advanced career training in some of the skill training programs that we have, but also advanced career training at a two-year college.
Well, very interesting. Now, if someone is interested to learning a little more about Job Corps and maybe a little more about the Job Corps Center there in Bamberg, how can they get some more information?
They can call our 1-800 number. Job Corps has a national center. It is, in order to get in touch with an admissions counselor, they would just need to dial 1-800-733-JOBS. JLBS or 5627. They can find us on Facebook. You know, most of our young people today are very savvy with the internet, and they do everything online, and they most all have Facebook pages, so they can find us on Facebook. They can also find us on YouTube, or they can go to jobcorps.gov recruiting and find us there too. There are a number of different ways that they can reach out, and someone will be back in touch with them.
Plenty of information coming today from Lanita Jacob-Simmons, the National Director of the Job Corps. Lanita, have we left anything out? Anything that you'd like to add to what we've been talking about for the past few minutes?
The only thing I would say is that we serve students that may have not finished high school. They may have dropped out, but we also serve young adults. We have people in our program who have been away in the military and came back, and they've come to us for training. Because we serve people 16 to 24, there are many young adults that come to us. Some of them come to us prior to with a goal of going into the military. And we help them upgrade their academic scores so that they can pass the aptitude tests that are required to get in the military. And many of them leave us and go on to the military. So I think it is a taxpayer-funded program. It's a $1.8 billion a year program. We think our success is very good. Our results are very good. I think the average placement rate for our program is over 70%. So over 70% of the folks that complete our program either go on to get a job, or they go on to post-secondary education, or they go into the military. And it's upwards of 70%, almost 80% of those that complete the program. And we have a variety of students that we serve. Those, as I said, they may have a high school diploma, they may not. We have students who have English as a second language. We have students who have been in foster care. We have students who may have experienced human trafficking. It's just an array of different students, and we provide a holistic approach to meeting their needs.
Well, obviously, you are very dedicated to what you do, and recruiting.jobcorps.gov is a great place to start, but there are many places to to get information about the Job Corps, beginning with our conversation with Lanita Jacobs-Simmons today. Lanita, the Jobs Corps National Director, our guest on Speaking of Schools. This has been a pleasure, Lanita. Great talking to you. A lot of wonderful, useful information that you've given us. We certainly appreciate it, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk again on Speaking of Schools.
Well, thank you so much, Doug, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to share the great things Job Corps is doing in South Carolina and around the country.
That was a real pleasure talking with Lanita Jacobs-Simmons, the National Director of the Job Corps. Of course, the Office of the Job Corps is under the United States Department of Labor's Employment and Training Administration, also known as the ETA. And Speaking of Schools comes from South Carolina's Department of Education. As we say, it's a weekly feature here on this website. We're glad you're with us, appreciate your being with us, and hope you enjoyed today's news about the National Job Corps, and if you're a South Carolinian in particular, the news about the Job Corps Center there in Bamberg and Bamberg County. We'll have another Speaking of Schools for you next week. We'll be back once again with another podcast. Hope you can join us then, and we thank you for the pleasure of your company. Until next week, for South Carolina's Department of Education, I'm Doug Keith.